Did you catch Damon and Molly this week?
If you didn't, welcome to the podcast. That's what you're here for. You're here for some good potty action. And Molly, I'm just going to get rid of that. Let's get deep.
Oh.
Let's talk serious.
I would love to. Okay.
Because we haven't been working out in the last 20 minutes.
No, we've had a dynamic shift because when you entered the studio moments ago, I was recording some stuff. I thought, oh, let's just do the potty. I'll push the buttons.
Yeah.
I know how to do it, obviously, but it's on our show. You are the
The
anchor. You're the panel guy. For those that don't know radio, that's the guy who presses the buttons. I mean, not always on time. Yeah, I've forgotten to put my mic on a little bit this week.
I mean, when we say forgotten, maybe on purpose, but I've come over and sat down here and you are the girl with the world's longest torso.
I am,
Which has left me sitting very, very low in the chair and I don't feel right now. You switch out the chairs.
Yeah, I have to put myself low to the ground because I am ginormous from the hips up. I've got the shortest little legs you've ever seen. It's like when my parents made me, which is a thought we didn't need to have. I'm just so half my mum, half my dad. Like I've got such small features. Like my mum, she's 5 foot, and my dad is 6-something.
But you're also not heavy enough to be able to operate the gas lift to lower the chair that I usually sit in.
Which is maybe a sign for the best.
I feel like a dinosaur here. Like my arms are really short on the desk. All right, I'm going to use these dinosaur arms to reach out and call your Nana.
Yeah.
We actually checked in with her this week, which was wonderful. We spoke to her on last week's podcast. We actually caught up with her live at the Mount Barker Homemaker Centre.
What a treat.
Let's call her.
Okay.
Do you think now that she's picked up once, she won't pick up again?
Oh. Hello?
Hello, Papa.
Hello, Pop. It's Damon and Molly here. How are you?
Oh, right. Not too bad this morning. How are you two?
We're doing fine. We're just recording the podcast right now. Papa, did you catch much of the show this week?
I certainly did, yes.
And all we need is a rating out of 10. Can you think of one?
Probably this week. You're getting close, 9. Ooh. Probably 9.
Okay.
I like that there's room for improvement.
You're not perfect. No one's perfect.
Oh, well, put a stop to that.
Thanks, Papa. Thanks for the chat. Well, Molly, isn't it nice to know that we can do some improving?
Yes. I mean, there's always room for improvement.
I think if someone said to me, this is a 9 out of 10 podcast, I'd still listen to that.
Yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, 9's generous.
Enjoy your 9 out of 10 podcast, everyone.
Oh, Mercury retrograde. Let me tell you, I've already had enough.
Mercury retrograde. Come on.
Technology is just giving me the absolute shits. I don't know if we can say that on air, but I've said it.
Go for it.
I was trying to order some stuff online the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Had to get it before midnight to get this certain deal, right?
Is that because Mercury was going into retrograde? And
no, it's like already in retrograde. If only I had listened to my spiritual advice yesterday.
I just blank out a lot of the time.
yeah, I was trying to order this thing. It wasn't working. And it said that my payment had gone through, but then also came through with an error message. And I was like, okay, well, I don't want $400 worth of essential oils. I'd rather just have $200 worth. So let's...
I'm glad to know there's a limit there for you. Well done. That's great restraint from you.
Yeah, anyway, it was really frustrating. So yesterday, obviously, I did what my mother would do. And I thought, I'm calling up.
Yeah, good.
They weren't responding to my emails, so I thought, well, I need to find out from them.
Yeah, you don't want to be the person that just kind of sits on your hands and then has a problem to deal with weeks later. Get onto it at the time. I'm with you.
Yeah, so I called the company.
Uh-huh.
And I waited for, I think it was 20 minutes, with some beautiful hold music, which I actually recorded for you all. Here it is.
Oh, it's so tinny. It's coming through your phone.
I've got PTSD. Imagine this, guys.
Was this just on loop for 15 to 20?
This is 30 seconds of it, so just hang on.
Oh, what's that? It's kind of like a bit spooky. Yes. Oh, there's a bit of a groove there, but yeah, I could see how that would be maddening after 20 minutes. All you need is every now and then, like, one of those people to come in. Your call is in a queue. We respect you. And please stick around. But 20 minutes, actually. No, do you know what? 20 minutes is nothing. I think I was on hold with Telstra for like an hour the other week. And if you ever try to call Centrelink, you have got hours ahead of you.
Do you just put the phone down?
Oh, it's a risky thing to do. I'll tell you a little bit behind the scenes here. Let's say like a week and a half ago, I was trying to call our health insurer and I knew I had a long wait ahead of me. So I put it on silent and was recording in studio. And then every now and then I'd just come back and check back in on it. But that's a risky move because you don't want to be in the queue
risky.
For half an hour and then miss it when they say hello. Hello, because they will hang up very quick.
I've done it before where I've just been walking around the house and I've moved faster than I believed possible to get to the phone, like, I'm coming!
Hey, Molly, before we get back to other things, I've got this brand new song I want to play for you.
Oh, it's fresh. Who's it by?
Spy, doTERRA Oils. Molly, this is a fantastic example of being careful what you wish for. Off the top of the show, you mentioned that everyone was going to have a big week. According to astrology, Josh has texted in, Morning Molly, I want to know what's a big week because mine is going forever.
Yeah, I'm working on a legit response for you, Josh, but the dot points are, oh, God.
Just, if we're getting astrological, I want the music to be right.
Okay. Well, we know that we had the super full moon. We had an eclipse as well.
The blood moon.
Yeah. So when those things happen, it's a big release, lots of purging, lots of things will leave your life if they're meant to leave your life, that sort of thing. What's
like
interesting as well, Damon, don't ruin this, just be quiet.
I'm just asking questions.
The interesting thing is that a lot of planets this year have been going forward really fast, like from January up until this point.
That's called orbit.
With this moon, everything has come to a stop and a lot of the planets are now going in retrograde. So things have felt like they're all moving in one direction, stopped, and then we've got really big planets, like we've got Mercury that's going into retrograde, and you're looking at me like you just think I'm an idiot. But Josh asked.
I just smiled. All I did was smile at you.
Saturn's also going back into retrograde. Saturn is a planet that basically messes with us. Mercury is
Damn you, Saturn.
Lot of things to do with like communication or technical type things, computers, all those sorts of systems. So a lot of things that were moving forward have now stopped and it's a time to reflect. And a lot of these things are shifting at this point in time. So a lot of people are experiencing a lot of big changes.
In this particular week?
Yeah, and this week, because it's like the aftermath of all of that, and now we're stepping into everything going backwards and setting ourselves up for the next phase of what's going to come through.
So should Josh find himself walking backwards at some point today?
You've ruined everything. Josh, this should have been between you and I because, you know, Damon just likes, as I've said in our private messages here, just ignore him because he's just...
Thank you for your insight, Molly.
Josh, you should have just given me your phone number. We could have done this. We could have done this as a call. I could have stepped outside the studio.
Molly, you've done a great job of trying to just bring a couple of low-key decorations here in studio.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, this actual place, if you came and met us here at the Power Studios, it's a little bit drab, grey walls, not many windows. And so just with a little bit of your homely art that you put together with the highlighters here in studio, you've decorated my side of the desk. There's some flowers and potentially some fireworks. I'm not really sure what they are.
I draw pictures for you sometimes.
It's nice. I've got a friendly sloth who looks at me from time to time. And then last week, you actually let me know my name. You, on these little post-its, put D-A-M-O-N for Damon.
Yeah, that was a good gag, guys.
You stuck him on the back of the monitor. The weekend has laid waste to a couple of those post-its, and the O and the M have fallen down, so now I'm looking at Dan.
Oh, maybe that's a sign that that's going to be Dan's seat one day. Dan from the Adelaide Mail. Imagine it.
I was just thinking maybe we could rebrand the show. Good morning. It's Dan and Molly.
Well,
here on Power FM.
That is the one name I haven't heard for you. Obviously, people know who you are in my life because of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of Damians.
Of course, you're with Davids.
Not as many. It's more Damo. Like, I think people think I'm going with Damo, which I'm not. But I haven't heard Dan before.
One thing I will say is that we've had a new boss for maybe the last 5-6 weeks, and he's come in doing a great job. And like we have a lot of chats, like in-depth chats about what's going on here and about our show. It's all very positive. But he keeps calling me Adam.
I think you can't correct him now. It's gone on too long.
I don't think he thinks my name is Adam because, like, we get emails. The show is literally called Damon and Molly. But my last name being Adam, he keeps calling me Adam.
You have a bit of an Adam vibe about you.
Do I?
Yeah, because when I first knew of you in the radio sphere, shall we say, I couldn't compute that your name was Damon. It was always Adam in my head. So I think this is a common problem.
I think the more we address it as well, the more other people think, actually, is his name Adam? Hey, listen, the show is Breakfast with Molly and whoever that other guy is.
I can't get away from you, Damon.
I'm just right here. Hello.
Hello. We spent time together over the weekend, working on a Saturday.
That's right. If 5 days of breakfast aren't enough, we decided to hang out at the Mount Barker Homemaker Centre together.
Yep. It's already pretty alarming that the first thing I do when I wake up every weekday morning is hear your voice. You send me a voice memo and then I send one back and we're always communicating. Now Facebook is messing with me because every time that you do something, I get a notification on my phone.
So how does that work? Okay, so I've literally just reshared a post from a couple of years back when I was hanging out in China with Port Adelaide.
Yep, and 9 minutes ago, my phone alerted me to that by saying, Damon Adams has posted Port Adelaide Football Club's memory. Last night I got another one from you, Damon Adams, added a new photo.
Oh, wow. You really checked in.
Yeah, it happens a lot. And you've said that this happens to you as well. Like, this is not just a weird me thing.
Although it doesn't happen for me for you. It happens just with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
In fact, someone who used to work at this station, Mel D. Whenever she posts something, I get it.
Well, it's probably, I think it must have something to do with people that you interact with on Messenger, people that you tag and things, people you like their stuff or whatever.
But I interact with you. I'm not getting your stuff.
Yeah, but I'm not really active on Facebook. Have you noticed this?
Well, can you post something just so I can see it, whether I get the notification?
What do I post?
Because right now I'm thinking that, like, okay, I mean, I know we're friends, but, like, we're not that close.
Yeah, it is alarming. Like, I don't need to know your every move.
If you had MySpace, would I be your top one friend? Because I feel like I am.
Look, if that makes you feel better, Damon, I'll say that.
You know how on Netflix, and you share an account with other people, you can stuff up their algorithm, they can stuff up your algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the things that you're watching will change the things that you're suggested, and it just mucks things up. It's not clean. It's not clear. You've done something like that to me.
Is that because a number of mornings ago I was in a Jonas Brothers mood? Is this what's happened?
Not quite, but along that line, you see...
Which doesn't happen often, I have to say.
Every now and then we want to listen to a piece of music or we want to find a piece of music that's not necessarily in our system.
Yeah.
Our global network of music. So we head over to Spotify. Now, I have linked my Spotify account to the work computer, which, shame on me. Shame on me for doing something nice for everyone, because it's led us into a problem.
I've never used it, though. Like, I've never gone over to the computer and typed something in.
I disagree with you. I think you have done that before.
Have I?
And I'll give you the reason why I believe this to be true. Because every now and then, Spotify will do, like, a feature where you can kind of dive into your socials and find out what music you're listening to, right?
Yeah.
Things like Year in Rap. So at the end of the year, gives you all your stats for the year, what you've been listening to, your top artists. Well, they've just released another one of those.
Oh.
It's called Find Out How You Listen. And this will really appeal to you because it's like your sun sign song or your moon artist. Ooh. So it's very Molly Rose.
Okay.
The first slide comes up and it says, who else but you would play Midnight Oil and Justin Bieber. And
yeah.
I thought, that's odd. I mean, I might listen to a Midnight Oil song, but Biebs I don't really listen to a lot in my spare time.
Yeah.
And then it says to me, it's so you to travel to 2017, 1988 and 2021 with like a particular feature artist for each of those years. And my 2021 artist is Justin Bieber. And I'm thinking, okay, like it's really nailing this down for me. Like, just ease up on the throttle there. And then it says this, and this is what really settled it for me. This slide, which says, playing Peaches featuring Daniel Caesar and Givian by Justin Bieber is in the morning is pretty much the most you thing ever. Is it? Is it Spotify or is it a Molly Rose thing? Because she's been playing that song on repeat out of my Spotify, which I never use.
Oh, we've just become one. Isn't that so sweet?
No, I don't think we've become one. I think you are hijacking my social media accounts and it's giving me suggestions of things I don't like.
Oh, this might be the best thing I've ever done without realising.
I'm logging it out. I'm not comfortable with you meddling in my stuff anymore. You should feel bad.
I don't.
Feeling good. Hopefully you are too.
I am, because I have been returned with my sweet, sweet love, my RAV4.
It has been a saga. You have had that hire car for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. Yes.
And it has not gelled with you at all.
No, and you'd think that a young woman in her 20s would be stoked about driving around a brand new Mazda with all the bells and whistles
all over the place.
Leather seats. Basically, that car drives itself.
Except when you're behind the wheel because you have no idea how anything operates.
No.
I watched you get into that car one afternoon after we left the office and you looked confused.
Because it didn't have a key. So you had to push start it and it just opened by itself. It locked by itself. I think it did anyway because I didn't know how to lock it. Anyway, my dear Rav.
It's come home.
She's home.
How's she looking?
She's good. When I dropped her in, though, I thought it was going to be 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't really thought through the fact that I should clean out my car before I give it to the mechanics.
It's always good etiquette to do that.
Yeah.
What'd you have in it?
A lot.
Like what?
For example, in the back, Damon, full of firewood. I'm not talking 3 sticks. It took me and my mum probably 15 minutes to unload it.
You took your car
I know.
To get a service with a boot full of firewood.
The reason I have so much firewood in my car is because there was intentions to go camping that got pushed back for a number of reasons. And I didn't want to unload the wood and then have to reload it again. And I don't have an outdoor space that's covered over. As we know.
I know, you know, there are heavier cars out there, but they're lifting that car up on a tray and doing wheels and stuff like that.
I know. There was a motorcycle helmet in there. There was things that you need, you know, like your daily sort of stuff. But there was also a coffee cup in there.
Full of coffee?
It wasn't full, but it had enough liquid in it to be a smell I cannot describe with accurate words on the radio. I also left 2 apples that my nana gave me from her tree in the front of the car, and apparently you shouldn't leave those in an enclosed space for too long. The smell, it was a concoction of both of those things. Just, why did no one throw it out? Like, why did the guys not just go, she's not going to want this?
They might have thought it was a special apple to you.
I don't know how anyone worked under those conditions.
I would love to hear from anyone that works from, like, in a car service place in a similar situation, because generally people do clean it up, but they would have seen some whack stuff in people's cars. That is a collection of things that I would not expect.
Do you know what else was on my seat when I got in the car?
What's wrong with you?
A lighter. I have never bought a lighter in my life. I don't know anyone that smokes, I just don't know where this lighter came from.
Did they Ferris Bueller Day Off your car?
What does that mean?
In the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, they drop it into a parking lot, and when the characters go off, they drive it around all day long.
Oh, my God.
Bringing it back right at the end. Did you check the odometer?
Do I look like someone that knows what an odometer is?
Dr. Nicholas Spurrier yesterday, speaking of the fact that Collingwood have been granted permission to enter South Australia for Saturday's clash against the Adelaide Crows, which has caused a lot of debate. She said this about the crowd who will be attending the match.
If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
So, of course, in a footy match, when players may kick the ball into the crowd, usually people would catch it, throw it back.
If we are asking people to duck and not touch the football, why are we inviting people into the stadium? Why? I'm sorry. It makes zero sense.
A lot of people are saying just that. You are certainly not the only one at all. And it has called into question, you know, why hold the game?
It's just such a risk.
Yeah.
I can understand that the AFL is its own industry almost. Would you call it an industry? I guess.
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
And there's a lot of people involved in the football and it going ahead and people's livelihoods. Totally get that. I also understand that the players aren't out, you know, touching every bloody traffic light and pole in Melbourne and giving everyone a hug and kiss because they're probably in, you know, strict quarantine.
They are now.
But I don't know. It's just such a risk because we haven't really been in this situation for that long. Like, this is the second week of the lockdown in Victoria. Do we, like, is the virus always going to present bang on certain days?
No,
like, how can
not.
We know?
Well, the thing is, when we're taking such clear steps, you know, Victoria has shut down. We've got a hard border with Victoria at the moment. Why this has been let go ahead is anyone's guess. But I thought, Molly, I thought to celebrate the fact that we've been given some advice about the football, I wanted to give you a couple of other things that you should never touch at the football.
Okay.
So not just the ball flying into the crowd this weekend. So you shouldn't. You definitely shouldn't be. I've stuffed the joke already.
Damn it. Did you write it down and everything?
I've stuffed the joke because I'll say things to avoid at the football.
Are you okay?
No.
Do you want to play a song and come back? Yeah,
I'll try
the song.
To get it. I just wanted to play a bit of You Can't Touch This. It's a punchline. I'm out of here. I've ruined it all.
That was a train wreck.
David and Molly, Thursday morning, up in Auburn Dutton Road, Mount Barker, and they wouldn't be happy.
Can you play it again for those that missed it, please?
There's just a bit of a debate that may rage today about what was worse. This quote from Nicola Spurrier.
If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
A lot of people are not happy with that, but is this worse? So you shouldn't. You definitely shouldn't be. I've stuffed the joke already.
Damn it. Did you write it down and everything?
I've stuffed the joke because I'll say things to avoid at the football.
Are you okay?
No.
Do you want to play a song and come back? Yeah,
I'll
play the song.
To get it. I just wanted to play a bit of You Can't Touch This. It's a punchline. I'm out of here. I've ruined it all. Yeah, not my finest moment on the radio.
The funniest part is then you just played MC Hammer out of nowhere.
You can't touch this, like the ball that's coming into the crowd.
Oh, damn
it. Yeah, I mean, it would have all come together and just, like, beautiful moment on radio. We would have all had a giggle together.
Oh.
And now, unfortunately, it's just laughing at my expense.
It was probably the funniest thing that's happened all week.
Like, in one part, I'm just like, you know, I've written this joke. Do I give it a try? But now, if the joke's a letdown, it kind of like double adds to it.
Yeah, because you wrote it. I don't think I've ever written a joke down in my life.
Yeah, I just thought I'd prepare for this one.
Do you know what, though? Looking at the time, there's a chance that your wife hasn't heard the joke yet. Lauren might still be, I don't know, showering, getting the kids ready for school. So maybe tonight you can go home and set it up at home. Get a few laughs there.
Yeah, sure.
Or maybe in the office when all the day shifters rock up. You know, the 9 o'clockers. You could give it a whirl in the front office.
Give it a run
fun.
With the tradies.
I've brought someone into the studio. Welcome, Brian.
G'day, Molly. G'day, Damon. How are you, mate?
Brian.
I had to bring you in, Brian, because earlier we were talking in the kitchen. Brian, of course, works with us here. And you told me something so funny, and I just really want you to share this story with Damon.
Expectations are high now.
Expectations are high.
Adelaide Hills, Murraylands and South Coast, they're listening in, Brian. They want to be amused.
I've got some advice for blokes out there in particular, but it's not a good idea to apply cologne at 4 a.m. in the dark.
Where have you sprayed it?
Well, it's not where I've sprayed it, but it's what I've sprayed. So it seems as though the fragrance that I was smelling in the car on the way over wasn't a special perfumed fragrance coming from the new car that I'm driving along and test driving at the moment.
Sure.
But and I was sitting there looking for something spilt in the car and everything like that because I'm going, it's so fruity and so lovely, sweet. So sweet. Not what a bloke off the land normally applies. Like I'm a bit more of a
farmer, Brian.
Probably a bit more of a brute sort of guy or
Acqua di Gio.
Yeah, look, I've sprayed my wife's perfume on me.
Lovely.
And it is overpowering.
Can I? Okay, Molly, you hold this conversation. Brian, I've never said
like
this
a
to
woman.
I've never said this to a guest before, but can I come over and sniff you?
You can.
All right,
you can
Molly, you hold the conversation.
It's a sniff
here.
Test.
Getting up.
I've already done this though, Damon. In the kitchen, I got very close and personal with Brian.
Did you spray?
Well, where you?
Oh wow! Very feminine.
Very feminine.
Oh, Brian.
So it raises that question. Like, this is not my fault. I could have turned the light on.
Oh, whose fault is it?
Well, we have a men's side of the basin and a women's side of the basin. I think I picked it up from the left side of the basin, my side of the basin.
But you could also be wrong.
I could be. It was dark, but I don't think so.
I love it. I love that there might be a few people around the office today going, Brian's got a new scent.
Brian just walked past. Did you get a whiff?
Smells better than his boots normally do. Straight off the farm.
Oh, so good.
I just wonder if your wife is going to be walking into work today just feeling very masculine all of a sudden.
No, because I don't put the stuff on her side of the basin.
No, I don't know, mate. You smell beautiful.
We can solve this problem in next week's relationship advice segment, Brian. Come and see me.
Are things a bit cold here in studio at the moment between us?
No. Wait, do you think they are?
Well, I'm just wondering because, you know, we sometimes use the opportunity of news to get out of the studio, stretch our legs and do things that need to be done, like going to the toilet. Now, unfortunately, this just last period here during the news ended up with us both in the loo, two cubicles next to each other, female and male toilet separate. But I know that if I go in there, it's just going to stop whatever's happening in yours.
I just hate being in the bathroom at the same time as other people. It's absolutely horrible. If I'm in a public bathroom, I will sit there and wait for other people to leave.
And we're on a tight time schedule here.
You came in there knowing I was already in there.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to stop myself. I don't get bothered by someone being next door.
It's just weird. I don't know. Like, we already have so much time that we spend together. Like, all I need in the morning is just small increments of time where I'm by myself, and that is in the bathroom.
Did my Molly song help things?
No. I just imagine that you're trying to just have 30 seconds to yourself. Just imagine
in your
it, guys.
Case, 3 to 5 minutes.
Oh, goodbye. And you just hear someone aggressively singing your name. And you work in radio where sometimes you might have mistimed things. I wasn't sure if you were screaming at me to come back into the studio.
Oh, no, it was a lot more tuneful than that.
You were just... You are the big brother I never wanted, and I've said it so many times.
Damon
constantly harassing
Molly!
Me.
Molly Doctor is on the loose, off the chain.
Yeah, she's out in the wild.
Giving relationship advice to a young checkout boy. What did you say to him?
There were some really beautiful flowers right next to the checkout. Uh-huh. Mum and I were like, wow, look at those. What are they, like 20 bucks?
Uh-huh.
That's 20 bucks to leave a lasting impression. It's just not that hard, fellas. It's not that hard.
So what did you say to him?
Well, exactly that. I said, you know, just a little tip. For you,
from Molly.
Nathan, if you are with a lady, you know, surprise flowers, it's a nice thing to do. You don't have to do it every month.
Uh-huh.
You know, just every now and again. It's $20. Come on.
Did it seem like Nathan appreciated the advice?
I mean, I wasn't really sure. I even said to Nathan, if you don't want these ones, the sunflowers from Coles are $8, and they would also make me very happy. $8, people. I realised something about you yesterday, Damon.
Did you really?
Hmm.
Always making revelations.
Yeah. We were talking about your love for the band Paramore.
Oh, yeah. Give me some Paramore. Any excuse.
Inside you is just an angsty teenage girl. It's a big part of your personality.
Listen, I'm happy to embrace that. I think it's kind of fair. I was yesterday we played our Monday mashup and it was Olivia Rodrigo and Paramore and it did things for me.
Yeah. It made me uncomfortable. I wish I'd thought of it earlier, because then so many parts of you would make more sense to me.
Do you think it manifests itself in a number of ways, or is it just dance and the music like this?
I think it's a number of ways. I think you're a bit emotional.
What are you talking about?
You're covering it up just like angsty girls do. And I know this because I was an angsty teenage girl. You love Kelly Clarkson as well. Yesterday you were like, oh, Kelly, she's so good.
Have
you got her on?
I'm not even a closet Kelly Clarkson fan. I'm just an actual Kelly Clarkson fan.
Do you like this song?
Sure.
If you can't really hear it, guys, it's I Do Not Hook Up, which was not even a hit.
Yeah, this is more like your B-side, but all about it.
I feel like you're the guy who's in the car by himself, not very often, probably when you come to work and go home, and that's about it. And in those moments, that's when Damon lets his hair down and he puts on the music he loves.
Have you ever had those moments when you're like riding in a car with like a couple of people and like you're in charge of the playlist and it's just on random and he's, oop, I'll skip that one. Really excited about this, Molly.
Yeah, we are joined right now by Matt Hawkins. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hello, nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
I feel like we're just getting along too well almost, sharing stories of travelling and music and, God, you're going to have to stay after this, Matt. We've got to catch up.
Sounds good.
Matt, Karen has said on our Power FMSA Facebook page, we can watch Matt's first live performance, his cover of The Animals' Roadrunner. Said, great listening to you on the way in this morning. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, pleasure. Oh, absolute pleasure.
That's so nice.
No worries. Thank you.
Now, you've got an original song for us next.
Yes, I do.
Can you tell us a little bit about
it? Yes, absolutely. I was travelling in South Africa. I went to Cape Town, and in Cape Town there is the Cape Town Markets. Mm-hmm. And on most nights of the week there is a jam band that just appears. And they play the most lovely up-feeling penny whistle jive or a palm wine music or South African groove. And it's interesting because there's a part of the show where they just ad-lib lyrics, and each person will try to say something to upstage the next person. So someone might say, I love my girlfriend at the market, and the next guy will say, yes, and I love her sister and her too. and it will get more and more funny and more up all the time, And then the women will chime in with, you can chase me, but you'll never catch me. And there was a guy standing next to me, a huge man standing next to me, and he was interpreting the lyrics for me into English because he could see that I'm just quite into the music, and I was just starting to laugh with the things this guy was saying to me. But they're really big, lively, dancing people.
Cool.
So the whole square just turns into this lovely, big, lively dancing affair, and the music's really vibrant. And so I came away with pieces of that type of music in me that never disappeared. So I call it tropical music because perhaps my version of those things isn't true to form or purist, but then their versions are not as pure with the influx of different music from around the world. So, someone might break into a Swahili rap song and they'll all go, yeah, go with that. And it's great fun, and that sort of thing really inspired me to write more African music and play songs that were related to the African culture.
Yeah. Fantastic. I'm so keen for this. All right.
So the original's called The African Sweep. Before you start, Matt, let's just hook what you've got coming up. You perform around the Adelaide Hills?
Yes, I have a residency where I perform every Friday night at the Lobethal Beer House. I've been playing there for 6.5 years.
Great
and
venue.
It was a really funny thing. I just walked past the door and I mentioned to the gardener, who's a lovely bloke, Shane, I said, do they have music here? He said, don't go anywhere. They've just sacked the piano player. So dragged me in to meet the owners, and they said to me, well, look, what do you do? And I just said, look, it's better to show you. So I went home, brought my equipment back, and I said to him, if you don't like it, I'll stop really quick. I won't bother you about it. Mm-hmm. And he came out after an hour, gave me $100 and said, come back. Stay for tonight and come back next week. And so that was 6.5 years ago.
Wow.
And it's unbelievably lucky because no more freeway. No more hunting gigs on Friday nights. A lot of my life changed just to have this convenience. But also, too, it's just a lovely venue with lots of local people.
Yeah.
And what did you say it was again, sorry?
Lobethal Beer House. It's okay. Number 3 Lobethal Main Road.
Cool.
And it's the really iconic old building there that used to be part of the mill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I call it the world famous Lobethal
Beer House. The mill. That's where my great nana worked at the mill. Well, I'm going to cry.
Catch Matt at the Lobethal Beer House on a Friday night. MattHawkinsGuitar.com is his website. He's got YouTube, and we've tagged him in on our Facebook page as well, Matt Hawkins. Let's hear this original, Matt. Okay. The African Suite. This
Thank
is power.
Thank you very much. Okay. Made of glass, and we could see ourselves. Could you imagine that? How fragile is the shell? Sustains every life in the mirror of the night, reflection of the sun in the echo of the universe. Could read. Oh, the tears I could read. Made of glass, and we could see ourselves. Could you imagine that? How fragile is the shell? Sustains every life in the mirror of the night, reflection of the sun in the echo of the universe. Oh, the tears I could read. Tears I could read. Mm-hmm.
The African Swede, Matt Hawkins. What a champion, Molly. We are running so, so late. But, Matt,
we
would hang
so
around for days to listen to that sound. So much praise coming through our Power FMSA Facebook page. Use that to get in and give Matt Hawkins some love. You can catch him at the Lopethal Beer House on Friday nights. Molly, what do you think?
Oh, you're just so cool. That was really fun. Oh, my highlight was the flute.
Thank you so much.
Matt, you've done us a great honour coming in here. It's Live and Local with Power. Yes. Matt, thank you so much.
Well, fantastic,
Molly.
Fantastic, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's been a real pleasure.
Good podcast, Molly. A 9 out of 10 podcast, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. That's what the critics have said.
Maybe if we put together a poster.
I was just thinking that with stars.
Molly's Pop?
Yeah.
4.5 out of 5.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably make that happen.
Now, make sure, if you think, like Molly's Pop, that this is a 9 out of 10 podcast, you damn well hit that subscribe button so you can get all that content.
Have you subscribed to our podcast?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good.
Although, I mean, what's the point? I don't necessarily listen to it because I'm in it.
Oh, well, hang on a minute. Let's look at the stats. Subscribers, 2. Oh, that's good.
There's a lot more than that. At least I hope so. At least for my ego. We will catch you Monday morning from 6. In fact, weekdays from 6. Who knows when you're listening to this podcast. Make sure you're tuning in on Power. We love you so much.
Yes, we do. We do. Mwah.
Mwah.